It's a family show.
I'm Don Slack, and you just heard music from The Replacements, 16 Blue from Let It Be. Hold Steady in there with Massive Nights, and Henry Clay People out of L.A. starting the set with Something in the Water. And I'm in for Kevin Cole today. He's feeling a little under the weather, but to make it a little bit better for you, I have a very special guest for you this afternoon, and that would be Mr. Bobby Bear Jr. How you doing today, sir?
Peaches.
Yeah, me too. It's good that we're looking kind of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you want to play a couple songs?
Yes.
Let's do it. Bobby Bear Jr. live at KEXP.
I found a place for you to hide. You can be the devil's bride. But the hope is over and the Pope is coming. Over. There's a bunch of hippies keeping score, holding hands and blocking the door. Fill up your sad sacks with empathy for the whole world is empty. In the valley, the demon. Will you wait for me in the valley, the demon valley? Will you wait for me? Fall out of heaven and you land in hell. No one claims to know why they are there. But the hope is over and the Pope is coming over. Sonny sings a song for Cher about the melancholy there. Fill up your sad sacks with empathy for the hope world is empty. Record store, go over to the Guns and More, pull up to my back door and wait for me on the porch. Thank you. Mama's gonna find a place to hide, and my girls are gonna wonder why. Why did my daddy have to die? And does he hear us when we cry?
Bobby Bear Jr. here on KEXP. Sound rather good.
Thank you.
So, special acoustic show tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. At the Sunset.
Yes.
And early one, too, like 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Start time is?
I just decided to do these shows, I guess, 3 weeks ago, maybe, because I just decided to do South by Southwest 2 weeks ago or so, and then I thought, well, I'm halfway there. I could go on to Seattle and Portland.
You might as well.
And hang out with my friends and enjoy a little bit of a vacation where I get to play rock and roll music, too.
That's great. So, yeah. That was a pretty sweet acoustic show you did last time at the Sunset.
Yeah.
I really love that.
And actually, because I think if tomorrow night's show's not already sold out, it's definitely going to sell out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do another early show next Friday. That's going to be a little bit less acoustic.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. We'll have a drummer next. Mark Pickerel's going to learn some songs.
The Pickerel?
Yes.
Good.
And so
He has nice hair.
He has nice hair. So I figured he's got to be a good drummer.
Oh, yeah. He's a good drummer.
And
good singer, too.
Yeah. And a fellow Bloodshot artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured what a good way to make a friend.
So is that going to be at the Sunset also?
That's going to be at the Sunset also, another
awesome
early show.
So a week from today then, Friday,
at
6 or so again?
Next Friday probably. I think, we're going to load in. I mean, I think they open doors at 6.
Okay.
And I just finished an EP last week of songs by Bread or America, and I decided to print up some.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll have, like, homemade CDs for sale.
What's it called?
It's going to be called American Bread. It's me and David Vanderveld.
Okay.
David Vanderveld moved to my neighborhood in Nashville. And
got it.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's a good singer.
Yeah.
And he definitely has a lot of that 70s feel to him.
Yes. And his last Pitchfork review said something about he's too soft rock, and when was that cool anyways? And inside my head, I was thinking, how wrong can they be?
I'm going to show you soft rock.
Yes. So we did a very distorted version of all that.
That's great. So a little bit, it sounds like a little bit more of a different lineup than the last time you did the acoustic thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had steel and trumpet and dobro and guitar.
He plays steel and trumpet.
Oh, you're going to be doing all that
He
tonight.
Plays steel and trumpet.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got
a
keyboard.
So we just got the dobro today.
And then my keyboard player plays keyboards and trumpet.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be halfway to the mariachi.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, actually, pretty fairly full lineup then.
And that's Portland Paul Brand.
Portland Paul,
by the way.
Indeed. Yeah, last time he was on steel and trumpet, so I was just wondering if he was just bringing his dobro this time, or but you got the rest tucked away somewhere and going to haul him out tomorrow night, the Sunset?
Yes.
Great.
And this is Courtney J.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
And she's doing the triple door tonight.
Cool.
As 10 out of 10.
I see. Are you? Is she going to be singing backing vocals with you then tomorrow?
She'll be singing backing vocals right now.
Yeah.
And then she goes to Portland. Our paths are only crossing for about 10 hours today.
God. So this is a special performance then.
Fate.
Exclusive.
Yes. Totally.
Cool. Want to do a couple more songs?
Sure.
Bobby Bear Jr., KEXP.
This is the America song. I'm still tuned down.
I gotta get right. There.
So you working on another album of your own?
I have half an album written, but I'm as deep into this. I'm doing a Shel Silverstein tribute.
Yeah, you told me that before, last time you were up here. It's like you got a lot going on.
Christofferson, My Morning Jacket, Lucinda Williams did a song last week. Me and Dad, Billy Bob Thornton, Band of Horses recorded the cover of the Rolling Stone about a month ago. I think they probably finished it within the week, last week. And Dr. Dog. And Andrew Bird. Andrew Bird constructed the most beautiful music for a Shel Silverstein poem. It's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we should have a secret sit-down play music day sometime where I can play all this stuff because it's really amazing.
That'd be great. Any idea when it might be coming out?
I think towards the end of the summer, July 13th, I'm hosting a Shel Silverstein Day. It's called Shelebration in Millennium Park in Chicago. And it'll be me and my dad and my daughter and son and my father-in-law and Sally Timms, John Lankford, and a bunch of people like that doing a Shel Silverstein, a celebration of all his songs.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, a family show. And then at night we'll have the plan is to do the Freakers Ball, which is all the grown-up Shel Silverstein songs. And there's a lot of those.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah.
And did you also say, I don't remember, I think you telling me you're also working on something else with your dad again, or
well,
am I just misremembering there?
He called me yesterday and told me to call this Norwegian record label and let's make another record. I think we might be doing another record with him. So sorry I'm tuning while I'm talking.
Oh, that's okay. You got to tune sometime.
Yeah.
Might as well do it while we're talking.
I think it's right.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Bobby Bear Jr. here on KEXP.
This is a song me and David Vanderveld wrote. The first song we wrote.
Thank you.
in with an overweight Madonna. Orders two Bud Lights and a cranberry vodka. Marilyn Monroe dances dirty with Darth Vader. James Dean holds hands with the Cher impersonator. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissorhands gets angry while pressing the cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween.
Okay, that was pretty great.
Thank you. I think I've played that song 10 times ever. So.
Yeah, well, it sounded great.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Bobby Baird Jr., live here on KEXP. Tomorrow at the Sunset early show, 6 o'clock, It will, yeah, probably sell out. And so you want to get tickets in advance if you really want to go. If you don't have a ticket already, I would work
and
on
that. And if you get there at 6 before doors, I'm going to play the new EP really loud.
Really?
I'm
awesome.
Proud of it, and cool. I want to share it with my friends. And then next Friday also.
Right. Show. Yeah, add another acoustic
and I guess,
show.
I guess I don't know if those tickets are on sale online yet or not.
For the next show?
Yeah.
But yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that. It'll be next Friday, also at the Sunset. Yeah. Or is it 6 for that? And
10 out of 10. Do you know what 10 out of 10 is?
No.
It's 10. Could you explain that?
It's basically 10 singer-songwriters, artists from Nashville that go out on the road together and... Just we each do 2 songs per night.
And oh, cool!
And they're all in each other's bands, and they're all really amazing.
And you're doing that at the Triple Door.
It's at Triple Door, yeah.
And
tonight.
When? Tonight.
Tonight.
And she said I could get up and sing on one of her songs. Tonight,
really?
So yeah.
And you're not even one of the 10 out of 10. You'd be.
I don't get to be. I guess it's going to be 11 out of 11.
It's 11 out of 10. Bobby Bear is an honorary.
I'm a sneaky, sneaky.
That's right. Well, cool. So check that out. And again, don't forget Bobby at the Sunset tomorrow at 6. And then the following Friday, tickets might not be on sale for that yet. Another special acoustic performance with Mark Pickerel added on drums for that one. So
that's the story.
There you go. Well, thank you once again for coming by.
Unless I break a bone snowboarding this week, and I'm just praying that I don't.
Yeah, well, watch yourself out in the slopes.
I gotta be careful.
But have some fun. I'm sure you will up here.
Okay.
And we'll have some good times. And thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Bobby Bear Jr. on KEXP Seattle.